When a system of government endures for long enough, as the American constitutional experiment has for 236 years, it is easy enough to take it for granted that it will always hold. Concepts like rule of law and separation of powers sound durable. In her story about the Trump presidency, however, Linda Feldman illustrates how democracy depends on norms, or the softer rules of governing, such as respect, judicial independence, and honesty. It's Tuesday, November 25th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. After talks in Geneva on a U.S. peace plan for Ukraine, Kyiv said Washington now hears its reservations but warned real peace requires much more. Moscow dismissed a European counterproposal while calling many U.S. points acceptable. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said there is a solid basis for moving forward. But German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said he doubts an agreement can be reached by the U.S. deadline of November 27th. President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping spoke on the phone Monday, close to a month after meeting in person in South Korea. Mr. Xi said Taiwan's return to mainland China is an integral part of the post-war international order. Washington remains opposed to China using force to take control of the island, whose independence is contested. Nevertheless, Mr. Trump called the relationship extremely strong and said he accepted an invitation to visit Beijing in the spring. Also, a federal judge dismissed the criminal prosecutions of former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James on Monday, ruling that the prosecutor who brought the charges, Lindsay Halligan, had been appointed unlawfully. The government could refile charges against Ms. James without Ms. Halligan's involvement. In the case of Mr. Comey, the statute of limitations has expired. Judge Cameron Curie issued similar rulings in both cases, dismissing their prosecutions without prejudice. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Upholding public trust has long been a central tenet of American democracy, but ethical norms have fallen under President Donald Trump even as his net worth has grown. The White House denies conflicts of interest. Ethics experts disagree. Linda Feldman reports from Washington for the Monitor. Making peace between Israel and Hamas was never going to be easy, but the process appears to have stalled after only 2 months. Can it go forward if Hamas refuses to disarm? Dina Kraft reports from Tel Aviv for the Monitor. Artificial intelligence is showing up more and more in Americans' daily lives, raising questions about who should regulate it and whether the focus should be on unleashing innovation or protecting the people who use AI. Caitlin Babcock reports for the Monitor. Ending its dependency on Russian gas has been a goal for Europe since Moscow first launched its mass invasion of Ukraine. While progress has been made, the bloc is still impeded by both energy needs and foot-dragging member states. Dominique Sogel reports for the Monitor. During times of difficulty and change, the familiar comforts of food and family are often a universal balm. When our essayist and her family immigrated to San Francisco from Taiwan in the 1970s, a trusty old wok carried the flavors of home. Contributor Jenny Chu writes for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on extracting minerals in Africa for Africa. This week, top leaders of Africa and Europe gathered in Angola in an attempt to answer this question: can ethical business practices win out in the global race to extract Africa's vast mineral resources? The moral tone of the summit was set last month by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. In a speech, she said Europe seeks critical materials for its China-challenged industries, but not just for Europe's needs, but with local processing and added value in Africa. In other words, can European mining companies help Africa process its raw minerals into consumer and industrial goods while also boosting local jobs and local skills? For some countries in Europe, that would mean a shift away from how it often treats former colonies. As President Fausta Archange Todera of the Central African Republic put it in September, the era of Africa's dependence is over. He called for sovereignty, not subordination. Partnership, not exploitation. With the global contest for green minerals picking up speed, the dynamics for Africa are in its favor. Economic exchanges for a long time happened in a colonial relationship, but I believe that with the overall shift in global geopolitics, we now have a relationship that is more on an equal footing, less paternalistic. Pascal Saint-Amaud, a professor at the University of Lausanne in Switzerland, told Radio France Internationale. A good example, and the reason for the summit being held in Angola, is a rail project funded by the EU and the United States that would speed up transportation from Africa's mineral heartland in Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to Angola's Atlantic coast. If the European Union and its African partners can show mutual benefits from building the Lobito Corridor, as the project is called, it would be a model for all of Africa and its external partners. Together, Africa and Europe can lead the way, Ms. von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa said in a statement. The two blocs can shape a fairer, greener, and more secure world based on shared values and mutual respect. Much still needs to be done to achieve such goals. Investment must move from PowerPoint to the factory floor, Ikemeset Efeong of the Nigeria-based consultancy SBM Intelligence told Agence France-Presse. Yet the EU has at least embraced a role as an ethical partner, aiming to lift resource-rich countries as much as it lifts itself. Stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, during Thanksgiving and beyond, gratitude to God can motivate us to embrace others in love. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/CS Perspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.